What's going on there, people? Are you in the market for a pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and honestly, there's nothing better. They have all the original stuff that everyone wants. They have modern-day interpretations of the original stuff. They do prescription. They do restoration. They do it all. To get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping within the United States, email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com or visit their website at www.retrospects.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how the cast of The Cosby Show wore Rolex watches. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm Amit Devanda, and welcome to the show. Today I want to talk to you about how the cast of The Cosby Show wore Rolex watches. If you were a product of the 80s like me, you definitely watched The Cosby Show. I mean, honestly, it was a show that changed history, that redefined many different things. The Cosby Show was, you know, an integral part of my household. It's still a great show today. It had one of the biggest impacts on American society and pop culture. For 8 years, the show broke barriers and stereotypes, and it was definitely ahead of its time. When I watch TV today, I can definitely tell you it's a very different time. It's all about product placement, whether it's from the clothes people wear to what they drink, to what they drive, to the houses they're in, to it doesn't matter. It's really all about product placement. And it's so obvious in so many different ways. And, you know, there's so many companies out there fighting to get their name out there, and that's one of the ways. But for all of those of you out there, The Cosby Show was ahead of its time, not just in terms of social values and racial issues and all of that, but more because, to me, on my side of the game, in the watch side of the game, when I was younger, you know, I was always very keen and aware of what people were wearing. Watches always interested me, so I always took a really close look at what they were wearing on their wrists in the show, and it astounded me even at that time that, you know, they were ahead of their time. Bill Cosby wore a 18-karat white gold Day-Date known as the Presidential. He played a doctor. His wife played a lawyer. She was wearing the character Mrs. Huxtable, played by Felicia Rashad, she was wearing an 18-karat yellow gold Presidential model. The kids, including Theo, Malcolm Jamar Warner, he was wearing a Datejust. And I've even seen the character that was played by, who played Vanessa, and Lisa Bonet, who played Denise. She was wearing a Datejust, mid-sized Datejust, and I believe even a regular-sized ladies' Datejust. So what amazes me about this whole thing is, you know, they were a family that always sort of pushed value in the show, that pushed not being outlandish or opulent, even though both parents were white collar, super professional, lived in a really nice neighborhood, owned their own brownstone. But they chose to put their value in other things that were more subtle, like Rolex watches, even on the show. And I don't know if that was a conscious choice or if that was just what they, you know, chose to wear because or whatever. But I know Bill Cosby has always been a fan of Rolex watches. He's kind of always worn Rolexes and Presidentials and stuff like that. But by investing the whole family in Rolex watches, he clearly showed to me at that time and more so than ever now that he was investing the family in value. They weren't driving Mercedes. There was never any references to nice cars. There was never any references to that kind of stuff. Never. You never really saw any of the kids being like, I'm wearing this or I'm wearing that or this, you know, there were definitely kids that grew up in an upper middle class family, but they had value. And, it just amazes me every time, even now when I watch reruns, that I see, you know, Bill Cosby wearing those infamous Cosby sweaters as they're known today, you know, a pair of corduroy pants and an 18-karat white gold date-eight. I mean, amazing. You know, just, it kind of flew under the radar for that time. I mean, watches were not as prevalent then as they are now. So I'm sure to the regular, you know, TV consumer, it totally was just, you know, ambiguous. But some, for people who love watches like me, who love Rolex, what a great message from Rolex. I mean, it was a great TV show. And it, to me, that was a great example of appropriateness, you know, because a lot of people who wear Rolex watches, whether they're in TV, whether they're off camera, you know, Rolex is one of those watches that's a very well-made product, but it's also a status symbol. And people are very proud to show off their Rolex, to show off they're wearing a Day-Date, to show off they're wearing a Ladies President, to show off that they're wearing a Datejust. But these really, like, hit in the background and flew under the radar. And I really applaud, you know, whether it was the styling team or the prop department or whether it was Bill Cosby, whoever's decision it was to wear these, I applaud them for wearing them in the show, because there was subtle nuance and there was something that said a lot about who they were, not just as actors, but as people. There you have it, folks. Those were my thoughts on and revelations on the cast of The Cosby Show wearing Rolex watches. I would like to thank my sponsor, Retrospects, at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. There's nothing to think about. If you want the best pair of sunglasses, whether it be new, whether it be vintage, whether it be restoration, whether you want prescription, they do it all. You can email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase, as well as free shipping anywhere within the U.S. You can also check out their website at www.retrospects.com. I'd also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check out my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. You can email me with questions at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can also check out my Facebook watch page. You can follow my Instagram and my Twitter feeds at amitdevhonda to see what's going on with me all over the world. Sign up for my weekly newsletter if you don't have time to commit to reading my blog daily. I'll put the link below. Sign up once and you're done and get informed. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.